Robbie, who was your hero when you were 12 years old?
Sachin Tendulkar.
Who did he play for? How old was he when you were 12? Like, where was he in his career?
I think about 24.
Oh, okay.
That was exactly the number I was thinking of.
And what was it? Just he's good? I know he's good at cricket. It's quite a boring answer, isn't it? I should have skipped him.
But I had favourites through and through. So Sachin was my biggest inspiration. Paji was my biggest inspiration. But then there was Rahul Dravid because he was from the same school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was way senior.
Oh, just 1 year senior.
No, way. Rahul Bhai from the same school. Anil Kumble was a huge inspiration for me growing up.
He's another from local
from Bangalore.
Area. Yeah.
And Ricky Ponting for some reason. Brian Lara. Oof, I loved Brian Lara growing up.
But Sachin was the main
Sachin was the main.
Did you imitate him?
Completely.
Yeah?
Yeah, my whole, like I tried to...
You are a few inches taller.
Yeah.
Were you taller then?
No, I don't think I was. But I tried to use a heavy bat.
I love that.
Whatever little information you got about Paji, you kind of try to follow it, right? And
digging up pitches so you could practice against leg spin.
No, not all of that. We didn't
driving a Lamborghini at night, Ferrari or whatever.
Yeah, but no, I'd say I tried to imitate him as much as I could. I felt like I got close to a certain degree, and then at least the straight drives. The drives is something I really want to kind of imitate him. Stepping out was all of him to the fast bowlers. You know, like I remember him stepping out in Sharjah. So I drew a lot of inspiration from that. I love the aggressive Sachin Tendulkar growing up. So between the years of 21 and 25, 26, when he played super aggressively, I loved it. And in fact, even when I played for India, I'd be like, Paji, why don't you play like that? Paji, please, like, just go out there and smash the ball.
What was his answer?
I mean, like, at that point, he was like, yeah, I know, I should, no? And then he'd like, you know, just... He'd talk about it, but it happened in kind of silos. It happened like briefly. Like in Australia in 2008 in the Commonwealth Bank series, he just went bang, bang, bang against Brettley, right? Those two finals, they were insane. And I opened the batting with him. It was like a freaking dream come true for me. And then I remember in England in 2007 in the NatWest series, he had like a superb run, right? So for me, it was all Sachin for me.
Did you imitate anyone else?
Rahul Dravid,
so
Ajay Jadeja.
How did you imitate them?
So like my elbows were out when I was batting like Rahul Dravid. And I tried to run.
Poke it in the face, the third man.
Yeah, I tried to run with the bat.
No way.
Yeah, I tried to get the pull shot. Like, you know how he did that? I tried to imitate that. Ajay Jadeja I imitated quite a bit. In fact, I got a 300 when I was playing under 17 in a district game. I scored a 300 with that technique.
Yeah.
Just like lazy. A really cool thing happened when I was in school. I was, I think, in the 9th or 10th standard. And there was this... Ricky Ponting was coming down to Bangalore. And he was going to look at some of the young talent that was there. It was Ricky Ponting and Javagal Srinath. They were still playing. I must have been 14 or something. And this was the time when I was actually batting like Jadeja. It's like in that phase right now, at that point. So he came to the school and he watched me bat. And he came, put an arm around me like, really talented. I think you play at a higher level, keep working hard. And he kind of had a conversation with me. And the next time I saw him, I was sledging him.
Have you ever talked to him about that moment?
No, I haven't. I haven't really gotten the time.
Yeah.
Because we've always played mostly against each other.
If you'd like to come on the podcast.
But yeah, it was really cool.
This is amazing. This
yeah, because Srinath actually bowled to us, like gently bowled me, like gentle medium pace, but on the matting track.
Did you charge down?
Yeah, hit him over covers for six.
At the age of 14?
Yeah, but he was not bowling quick. He was just gently bowling.
Yeah.
And like, you want to impress them, so you want to try and do something. And I remember hitting him for six or four, yeah, a six or something, and then
any chirp or just turn around.
No, he kind of knew.
I think it's not the first time I've hit Javagal Srinath for six.
No, but I was already playing under 14 and under 16 state by then, so I was already 14 years old. So I already played under 13 state, under 14 state, and I was playing under 16 state. I was playing the under 19 district levels selection matches and all of that. So I was playing all of that. So they kind of knew who I was. So he knew there was ability. But the first time I played him in the Ranji Trophy nets, man, it was post his retirement. He was rapid. Post his retirement in 2003, 2002, 2003, he was bowling off half a run up and he was quick, man.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible.
I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Maybe he remembered the 14-year-old.
So good.
I owe him a couple. Yeah.
Because even in the World Cup 2003, he was clocking. He was 140.
Quick in that one, yeah. Very underrated bowler.
Yeah, like at one point of time, he even did 156, 157. So like,
I'd like to check that speedo again. But your...
These are all Australian speedos, by the way.
Hey? Actual speedos?
No.
Do people in India know what a speedo is in Australia?
No.
It's not good. Don't Google that at home, kids.
Tongs are different. Speedos are different.
Who's your hero when you were a kid?
Obviously, it had to be Sachin Tendulkar. So like, I think for half the India, it was like that.
Did you imitate him? Well, because you're a lefty.
Yeah, but I tried my best. Like, I did a pod with one of the creators, and the first drive I played, he said, like, your bottom hand because of Sachin. I didn't even know this. So, like, was like, I said, yes, had to be, maybe. So,
anyone else?
Batting wise, I don't think so.
How do you say no to this?
You want me to move?
It's such a cutie, boy.
Hi, my goodie. How are you?
Bowling, I tried to imitate like millions of them. Millions of them. Obviously.
In the backyard or like for fun or really? No.
Even like my Chinaman, I'm not sure whether I can use this word or not. So my left arm
leg spin
was modeled around Murli's action. So it was because for me.
But that's not a wrist spin action.
Yeah, because I felt he was just never an off spinner. So the entire thing, the only thing was for him, it was like this.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it was like this. But the action was very similar.
Like you mean as you came in,
the loading and everything. And it's a turn like anything. So I tried to imitate Vaughan.
Yep. Did that work?
Oh, I tried to do that as well growing up. We all tried to imitate Shane Warne, didn't we?
Did you? Okay, so three of us all tried.
Daniel Vittori.
Did anyone?
And I started bowling.
Yeah, that's
my,
nice.
In fact, my early...
Can I say something? Not quite his height.
So my under 16 bowling action when I started bowling left arm finger spin was all Daniel Vittori. That load up and everything.
Yeah.
It was almost his imitation.
So I try to imitate... I would imitate Venkatesh Prasad as well.
Oh, okay. I
loved his action. So I try and imitate his action quite a bit. And I actually did that in school cricket.
So you bowl little medium paces?
Yeah.
exactly the action.
And try the back of the hand slow ball. It's always way worse.
The load up is exactly like that. Yeah.
Who's my hero growing up? Dwayne Lavrock, probably.
it's funny on so many levels.
growing up,
why didn't we have a graffiti of him here?
I wasn't.
He's petitioned for one.
I was more into football. It was because it was.
Who was your first hero in cricket?
I think Graham Thorpe.
Okay,
I think like I loved the way he stood up. When everything was going to hell, and he also had a hell of a lot going on personally, and he just managed to go, no, he was the one that would stand up to
and maybe that's why he felt he had the wherewithal to actually stand up for what was actually going on with his team at that point in time, or go through crisis.
He was my favorite player when I was younger. Then it got to Shane Warne, and that when I finally
who's your favorite Indian player?
Indian player other than present company.
I thought you were going to say Paul Verhaerte so much then.
I mean, I do Paul want to say Paul Verhaerte.
He loves him so much.
I really
Paul Verhaerte.
Verhaerte.
Yeah.
He's my favourite Indian player.
Yeah.
Or Swapnil Asnokar is...
Swapnil is really cool as well. He's really cool dude.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't just all just say Sachin all the time, but my favourite Indian player, so I have a wall where I work, I have a wall behind me of signed pictures
that I've bought.
And... Sehwag is my favorite Indian player, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I always loved him anyway, And then when I heard him talk about the game, I loved him even more because he was like, dot balls are an absolute affront to me and I can't stand them. And like, what, every dot ball is a ball wasted and all that. And I was like, I've been waiting for someone to say this out loud because I'm shouting it at the TV every day.
I've been thinking this the whole
time. And then there was an innings towards the end of his, nearer the end than the start of his career, where Ajanta Mendis had come in against India, and India had the best spin players possible in that 11. Laxman was there, Dravid was there, wasn't he?
Sachin.
Sort of. So the best players were spin. And when Mendis turned up, if you hadn't played him before, you were dead, right? Because he was doing all sorts with spinning just a little bit, flicks, and he had everybody in ribbons apart from Sehwag. Sehwag just stood there and belted him. And he's like, what's the issue with you players? And I remember when he got Dravid was the like coolest guy ever against spin. He just, you couldn't get him out. And he bamboozled him. And Dravid's face was genuine shock. And I've never seen that before or since from Rahul Dravid. And Sehwag's at the other end, like spinning his bat around. Just like
that double 100 was crazy. Like,
and
thinking
that,
to himself.
That innings, like it was, he basically said, look, I'll do it because I've got him. I don't know how he did it. I remember an IPL game at the, what's it called? Feroz
Shakotla,
where the pitch was a total dog. And it was almost like, well, 100 might win this. And he just belted it everywhere. Everyone else was like strike rate 50. And he just hooned like 80 off 42 or something back before anybody else tried to do that.
Yeah.
And then that World Cup where he came out and he hit every first ball for four in the World Cup. That was fun from a betting point of view. Just the way he went about his business. I loved it. I was completely in love with Sehwag when he played.
Your favourite player, Bruno?
I once made a pair in a club game, which is almost impossible to do. But I have been obsessed with batting my entire life. And so I put that into my new book, The Art of Batting. Being that I'm not very good at that skill, I decided to talk to other people who were. So I hit up as many contacts as I could just to talk about batting. Rahul Dravid, Brian Lara, AB de Villiers, Kumar Sangakkara, Ross Taylor, Susie Bates, Nasser Hussain, Ian Chappell, and so many, many, many more. I wanted batters to talk about how they and their friends made runs, because that is the art of batting.
I think when I was 12, it's probably Martin Crowe. It was probably Dean Jones and Martin Crowe, but I think by that point, because I grew up in the same town as Dean Jones, there was a lot of stories about Dino and everything. Whereas Martin Crowe was, so me, there was three people in our cricket team and we would all dress like Martin Crowe. So I never wore a thigh pad, right? Because I couldn't play off my hip anyway. So there was no point. The ball was coming to my hip. I was backing away or slogging or getting inside the line and trying to hit it. And he wore a thigh pad. So I got this big, massive thigh. It had to be the biggest thigh pad of all time because he had a big chunky ass on him, Martin. I know you won't watch this, Martin, but I know that you would laugh at that line. So I got the big thigh pad on and then he had a white helmet and like I refused to wear a helmet that wasn't white.
Yeah.
Right. And then my friend had the headband and I was like, oh, I should have done that. I didn't think of the headband. But it wasn't so much the batting because I couldn't imitate his batting because I'm not a technical batter. It's not the way I play, but the captaincy. Right. Like I remember the time I opened the bowling with a spinner in like an under 14 game. And my dad was the coach and I thought he was going to storm the field. And I was like, what are you talking? Martin Crowe done it. Like, it's a very normal thing to do. He's like, don't waste the new ball. I've got an off spinner here. he was just like such a big impact on me at that age. And it made it really uncomfortable when I got to know him because he's a big fan of cricket writing and would read my stuff and contact me and like try and be my friend. And I was like, I'm not sure I can ever be friends with you.
Why?
It was just because he was so important to what my identity became, if that made sense. And
fascinating.
Yeah. And I really did struggle for a while. Like eventually when I knew he wasn't going to last much longer, and he sent me a really touching email and he said, Jared, just so you know, we may not see each other again. And, you know, that was about the time where I was like, okay, we need to chat properly. And we had some really nice chats and I was lucky to see him just before he passed as well. But up until that point, it was too much because he was the guy I wanted to be when I was 12, which is a real shame because he was a genius. Did you ever meet him?
No.
His cricket brain was just...
I've never met anyone like him.
In 2010, he, I think, said the thing about Fab Four and it was so brilliantly accurate about it.
Well, I mean, he basically invented T20 cricket, right? Like, he came up with it years before, and maybe even a more interesting version than we ended up with, right? Yeah. He was just so far ahead of his time. So he was really important. The player that I imitated was Mushtaq Ahmed. Because, yeah, my dad was a fast bowler, and me and my mate, Dom.
Yeah, I can see it, actually. Now I've seen your action, I can see it.
And even when, I was also trying to get back
to that. And when, so when I got about 9 or 10, me and my mate Dom, we were both batters. And we
did you do this a lot?
Oh, I did all of it. I had the proper thing at one stage. I would jump in like Twinkle Toes. And my dad had a conversation and he said, look, you two, you're really good cricketers, but you cannot bowl fast. You're never going to bowl fast. You don't have it in you. You bowl off spin, you bowl leg spin. And we just did it. And he loved off spin and he went on to play top level cricket at a higher level than I did. And I didn't. But there was no one bowling leg spin around. We had a guy called Peter Sleep. Do any of you even remember Peter Sleep?
No.
Two Australian cricketers played in the 1970s and the 1990s, Alan Border and Peter Sleep. And no one remembers him. He had this incredible, weird action, Peter Sleep. I'll show you the clips later.
I want to see it.
It is ridiculous action. And that was the only leg spinner. I was like, I don't know what Peter Sleep's doing. It doesn't even make sense to me. And then Mushtaq Ahmed turned up in Australia. And I was like, great, that's leg spin.
Yeah,
that is what I'm going to do. And I had a big problem keeping my front arm high, and him doing that helped me get the arm up and, you know, trigger it. And then just as I did that, there was this other blonde-haired bloke from down the road from me who came along. And everyone was like, oh, you're a leg spinner because of Shane Warne. I was like, whoa, Mushtaq Ahmed. So those were the really important ones. You asked him about his Indian cricketer. So I'll go in. Obviously, Sehwag becomes really important to me later on. Have you ever heard about Sehwagology?
No.
So I wrote a religion around Sehwag, which is kind of cribbed over from things Adam Gilchrist, but it was really very much how I lived my life. I took it from the way that those two batted. So they were really, both of those really important to me. But my favorite was Venkatapati Raju, because we didn't have those kind of finger spinners in Australia, right? You know, if you were a finger spinner in Australia, it was bing, bing. It was, you're probably, you know, defensive, right? And he was like it was like it was blowing the ball out and it was drifting on the breeze. And I've just never seen curve like that before. Absolutely loved it.
You didn't enjoy Sunil Joshi a lot?
I thought Sunil Joshi was a bit maybe slingier than Venkatapati. Yes. Venkatapati was
he was quite up here, man.
The load up was different. No? He used to have like this kind of a load
up. It wasn't as sexy.
His load up was a lot different. No, he might not be that side on. They were say like slingy, but the load up was very different.
When would Venkatapati played in Australia? Maybe 96-ish, around that period.
Not 96, because I started watching from 96. I don't have any visuals of it in my head.
Yeah.
It must be before 96.
It was early,
but he played 98, 99 or so. He played one or two series, series.
Might have been. But I was young and it didn't look like cricket that I knew. And I think that was the thing with Mushtaq Ahmed, right?
Yeah.
It didn't look like it. And I love the cricket that I grew up in, and it's obviously shaped me in many ways. But, you know, from the fact that Martin Crowe, Sehwag, Venkatapati, those guys were my heroes, I think kind of tells you that I was looking for something that was different as well. And they were all alien. Right? The way that Martin Crowe would captain a game, like Australian commentators would just be like, this is ridiculous. What is happening? Like, and then he would win. He beat Australia. Like there was something that I was searching for, which has obviously landed me in this room with these beautiful human beings beside me.
I have a story about Mushtaq Ahmed. And so I had this young, 2 years younger than me, as bowler in school. He was part of our school team. His name was Bharat. I can't remember what his full name was. He had the almost like a Mushtaq Ahmed action. Both his arms would go together. And he was really good. And because both his arms went together, no one could pick his googly. For the life of me, no one could pick his googly at all, right? But a lot of people made fun of the bowling action. But he would take wickets by the buckets. 5, 6, 5, 6. Like all the time in school cricket. Went on to play for state, I think, district as well. Not a very big heart, but good action. I think that impacted him after a certain point about him teasing. Yeah. And he spent a whole year correcting that action. It's never the same again.
Nah.
It's never the same again.
You don't coach madness out of bowlers. Don't do it.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I felt sad for him, but like that was one of the first talents that I saw. Like I felt like, oh man, if he just kept what he had, it would have been so cool.
I kept what I had. It just wasn't much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.